It is about 4:30 right now. I have a game at 6:30, and I finished eating all the food that I wanted to eat as far as my pregame meals. I'm gonna do a little pregame routine right now, and I'm actually gonna start with some ginseng tea. So ginseng is a herb that I'm just gonna put some purified water in here. If you have the option, please drink that purified water, filtered water, rather than that tap stuff. If you don't have the option, I mean, at least get some water in your system, but if you have the choice, please filter your water, and we'll talk about that in the hydration module. So I'm gonna get this boiling here. I've got some ginseng tea right here. So natural ginseng tea. Ginseng is a herb, and it's supposed to, I believe it works, that's why I use it, but it's supposed to help with energy, increase your energy, your alertness, and also increase testosterone and a couple other benefits, but I use it mainly for energy, so I'll use it before a game. Like I would use green tea in the morning, and I usually use a ginseng before games or practices at night. And obviously, you don't want to take it too close to bed because it will wake you up and it will keep your nervous system up, so it'd be hard to sleep, but it's fairly early in the day for myself, and I'm going to go and play a match, so I'm going to burn all that energy off. So the ginseng tea is going to get that boiling, and I will drink that to start my pregame routine. I'm drinking my ginseng tea. I'm getting my stuff ready to go. So me personally, I like to do it kind of U12 style and show up already dressed, because especially for me, we don't do like super long warm-ups. We only have to be there sometimes like 30 minutes before a game. And I have a lot of things that I want to do there. So if I'm taking like 15 minutes to get my socks and all my gear on, then it's just kind of eating up my time. So obviously try to be there a little earlier if you need more time. But to save a little bit of time, I like to just put my socks and my shorts on before I get there. Pretty much everything except my shoes. Like, I'll have my kit on, ready to go. I'll just put my shoes on and I'll start my warm-up right away. So I will show you these. I started wearing these probably like a year ago. But these are yoga socks, but basically they separate your toes. The reason behind that is because there's a lot of importance in the foot and the function of the foot. If you think about it, we're meant to live bare feet with no shoes, and our toes are used to like grip the ground. They're better. They help us with our balance or change the direction. So if we're always wearing shoes, we're always wearing socks, we're always wearing shoes, we're binding our feet together. So you'll see if you wear shoes all the time, and people who wear like really tight dress shoes a lot, and especially women who wear really small shoes, their feet, naturally your feet are supposed to be spread like this. They're supposed to be strong, a good strong base for you. But a lot of people's feet are bound up like this, and their toes are even curling on top of each other. So how are you supposed to run if your feet are like this? So obviously we've got to play in shoes, but think about living your life barefoot as much as possible. And then also while you're playing, I like wearing these. I think mentally it helps me a bit at least. But I like doing everything I possibly can to improve my performance. So this is one thing I've been doing, and I like it. I would just say ease your way into them, because the first time you wear them, it's probably going to blister you. If you wear them and play for like 2 hours, it's probably going to blister you in between your toes. So ease into them. But I wear them, so I'll put these on and I'll put my socks on. Just got my shorts. Just show you a few things I got in my bag. So I'm going to wear all this. And just making sure that you have everything before you go, because the worst thing is showing up and you don't have what you want. So make sure you're professional about bringing all your stuff to the game, so you don't have to ask people for stuff. You're ready to go. You're not stressing about anything. So I'm obviously bringing my shoes, playing futsal tonight. So I'm bringing my indoors. I'm going to have to buy some futsal shoes soon. Shin pads, which I don't wear too often, but if they force me to, I usually put them on. Some tape. I like to tape my wrists if you tape your socks and stuff like that. Some recovery stuff, got a ball pump in here, headphones. I'm gonna bring a towel for recovery after the game. I do have my electrolytes in here that I'm going to bring with me. And I'm going to mix up a pregame drink here. I also, what I really want to show you is I'm also going to do this. I'm going to do heat rub. So I put heat rub all over my legs before I play. This isn't something that you have to do, but if you want to add it to your warm up, it's a good way to get a warm up without actually moving your body. I started doing this when I tore my quad. So about 2 years ago, I tore my quad, and then I was just very paranoid about getting a really proper warm up. So every time I would play before that, before playing, I would put a lot of heat rub on my quad to make sure that it was really warmed up. And then I would obviously do a good warm up. But then I was just like, hey, why don't I just put this on every part of my body? It feels good. It warms me up. And I like the way it feels. So I'm going to put this on my legs. The only thing is I started wearing this long sleeve, and this one's kind of old. I have a new white one that's a lot tighter. It's an Under Armour. But compression, because playing indoor and playing on turf, whenever you slide tackle or you get tackled, you get brought down to the ground, you've probably done it before, you get astro burned. So burning up your arms, burning up the side of your leg, then you can't take a shower, you can't sleep on one side, so I'm just done with that. And also, I want to be able to slide tackle if I need to on turf or on artificial grass. So because I have these on and I have the full legs, I'm not going to do this at the field. I'm going to do this at home before I go. Then this other thing is the, what am I calling this? The stamina rub. This helps me breathe. And peppermint's been shown to improve your stamina. But there's a couple things that go in here. It's basically coconut oil and a couple essential oils. I'm going to show you the exact recipe. I'll show you how to make it so you guys can make it for yourself if you want. But I'm going to wear this for the games, so I'll put this on before I play. But I like to do it like an hour before the game, apply it a couple times, just get my breathing going, get that nice smooth breath, that nice light breath. You can really feel it. I'm going to open up your nasal passage, smear it all over your body, your chest. I like it. Maybe it's just mental. For me, I think it helps with my breathing and my stamina. Okay, so I'm going to put this on right now. I'm going to finish this ginseng, and then I'm going to make my pregame supplement drink, and I'll show you exactly what I put in that. So I'm going to make my pre-game drink, or my pre-training drink that I would drink before playing soccer. I'm just going to start with water. I'll put this in here. Glass water bottle. Talk about that. So a full bottle of clean, purified water, filtered water. Glass. We'll talk about that in the other tutorial. But basically, there's a lot of toxins and chemicals that are found in plastics. So if you're drinking out of plastic water bottles, whether you want to admit it or not, you're getting some stuff in there that you really don't want inside your body. So usually if I was at a point where I was like really happy with my weight, I would put other things in here, but they would contribute to like muscle gain, weight gain, but I want to be a little bit lighter right now. So I'm actually just putting a very basic in here. I'm putting this Vega pre-workout energizer. So again, this is totally natural. There's no chemicals in here. It's just a bunch of herbs and different minerals. Yerba mate, devil's claw, green tea, rhodiola, ginseng, sodium, turmeric, potassium, ginger. And zero sugar, no sugar in this, okay? So I'm just gonna put one scoop of this. This is gonna give me an energy. This is an energy boost. So I take that before games for energy. Okay, then I'm also gonna do something a little weird, but we like weird, we like being different. I'm gonna put some salt in here. Okay, so the reason you cramp is not usually because you're out of shape or you didn't have enough water, it's usually because you don't have enough certain minerals, and salt is one of them. So this is a special Himalayan salt, but salt is basically sodium chloride, so that's a one mineral that you may be lacking if you're. And I'm just putting about, I'll show you, I'm not putting that much. I'll go a little more. I'm putting about a quarter of a teaspoon, if you can see that. Quarter of a teaspoon. Okay, Okay, so I'm putting that. That's about 1 liter of water, quarter of a teaspoon of salt. What else is in here? Calcium, magnesium, sulfate, moisture, insoluble matter, whatever that means. Iron, manganese, potassium, copper. Okay, so again, minerals that are going to help you not cramp. I'm also going to put in a little bit of sodium bicarbonate. Bicarbonate? Yeah. Which is baking soda. Okay, so this has been shown to improve your stamina, like improve your, it helps with your body's ability to, again, kind of like the breath holds, your body's ability to absorb oxygen and use it more efficiently in your muscles. Okay, so I'm putting, again, about a quarter teaspoon of baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, in there. Now, I have to warn you, if you're going to do this, and it, especially if it's the first time you're doing this, make sure you have time to go to the bathroom, because this is going to go through you. The salt and the baking soda is going to go through you. You're going to absorb it, but it's going to, I don't know exactly the science of it, but it's going to make you go to the bathroom. Okay? Which isn't a bad thing. It's going to make you lighter. And that's kind of one of the weird things that I think about. I think about having frequent bowel movements before I go and play. So that's one of the reasons I eat so far before a game, and I eat very light on game day, is because I don't want to feel light. I don't want to feel heavy and bloated. I don't want to have a big meal sitting in here while I'm running around. Okay, so I'm trying to stay very light, and that's just an added bonus, but more so it's for the cramping and for the energy and for so you don't like feel fatigued and tired for no reason. That usually comes down to a lack of certain minerals. Okay, so that's going to help with that. If you were drinking just the salt and the baking soda, the sodium bicarbonate, by itself in water, it would taste disgusting. So one thing you can do is just put it on your tongue, swallow it, and drink the water, like chug it, and just swallow that, get it down as quickly as you can. Because this pre-workout mix, the Vega one, the all-natural one, is flavored, it has a nice flavor to it, it kind of masks the salt and the baking soda. Okay, so I'm gonna go, I've gotta go right now, I'm gonna drink this on my way to the game. And we're gonna continue this pre-game routine. I'm also going to bring this with me because I'm going to do my electrolytes while I'm playing, and I don't want to try to get that in there so people think I'm crazy for bringing a funnel with me everywhere I go, but it makes things a lot easier. Let's go. Parked really far away because I'm going to play my game, but I still want to do these breath holds, and I would prefer to do them outside rather than try and do them inside. Hopefully you guys can see me right now. So just while I'm walking, just parked a little bit further while I'm walking to the facility, I'm going to do those 5 breath holds, get my lungs ready, get myself mentally prepared, getting ready to play. First one, I always do kind of like a warm up. I could go a little bit further, a little bit longer on the first one, but I do that as a warm up. And then the next 4, I really try to gradually push them, really try to challenge my lungs.
Game time. So heading down into the locker room, and I'm gonna do my own personal warm up before anyone else gets here. So as you can see, we're in the locker room, but nobody else is here, and that's just fine. As I said, the leagues that I play in, usually they ask you to be there like 30 minutes, but I'm probably here just an hour before game, and I want to do my own routine. But as soon as I get there, straight to business, no messing around, no hanging out, no waiting for anybody. I'm going to do a little kind of mini workout by myself, mini training session, just get myself nice and warm, make sure that I just cover everything I want to. I feel like I've got my touch ready. I feel like I've done all my exercises that I want to do, because sometimes the team just doesn't do what I need to do and what I want to do to feel fully prepared for the match. On top of that, I'm also getting some training right now. This is a little training session. I'm getting more benefit right here. So get the shoes on right away, get my ball out, and I actually don't tie up my laces, but I'll go for a little jog here. I don't tie up my laces for my warm-ups usually because I want my foot to really like mold into my shoe, and I find if I just put my shoe on and I tie it up super tight right away, it like hurts my feet. So in this way my feet kind of like fall into the shoe, they mold into the shoe, and it just feels a lot better when I do tighten them up after a few minutes. So you've already seen these exercises, so I'm just speeding through this one. But these are the rotations that we're doing. So again, same exercise. There's value in having the same routine. You don't have to overthink it. You know what you're going to do. You make sure that you're hitting all the different muscle groups of the body. You're taking care of all your joints with these rotations. But once you get comfortable with these, you're going to be more and more efficient. So you're still getting the quality warm-up, but now you're going to be able to do it quicker and quicker with better and better quality. Your range of motion is going to improve because you're practicing the same exercises. So you're going to be able to do them a little better each time, go a little bit deeper, feel a little better stretch, increase that mobility. So taking care of the body, obviously here again with these leg swings, you're still improving yourself, you're still improving your athleticism, you're working on your stretching, but your balance as well. So hopefully you know these exercises by now. If not, obviously there's a list and you can do them on your own, but just make sure, especially before game, you take the time to do a proper warm-up. If that means getting there a little earlier than you have to and not relying on your team to take care of your body because it's not their job, and as I said, they don't always do the best warm-up routine. It really depends on what type of team you play with. If you're playing at the highest level, then obviously they're going to be there earlier, they're going to take more time. But if you're by yourself or you have to count on yourself, then don't let yourself down, okay? Take care of yourself. Do that proper warm-up, as I've talked about in all these videos. It's going to make the difference. This is what's going to allow you to play a long, healthy career, to avoid injury, to start games quick. There's nothing worse than taking 5-10 minutes to get into a game because you didn't get a proper warm-up. You showed up late, or while you were there, you were just talking to friends and messing around. So take the time, really focus on the quality of that warm-up, so when the game starts, you can come out quicker than everyone else. So after those stretches, I'll go into some ball work. I'm just going to do 50 alternate juggles. Just focusing on good backspin, just getting some touches, not even 50, 25, then go into 25 mini touches on each side, 20, 25 mini touches on each side. Just getting different touches, warming up my feet, making sure that I get on the ball and I feel the ball before I actually get on the field, because so many of us, we get on the field and we haven't even had a first touch, or we haven't even practiced dribbling or played a long pass or had a shot, and then we get an opportunity where we need to produce a skill in the first few minutes and we let ourselves down. And only if we had a better warm-up, then maybe we could have scored the goal right away or played the pass or made the tackle or done whatever we had to do. So here I'm just popping it up, controlling in different ways. Obviously, if you're outdoor, you could go a little bit higher, work that first touch. But popping the ball up in the air, different types of control. Just getting comfortable, warming up your feet, warming up your touch and your technique. Having a little fun with the ball, but still nobody's here yet. Maybe one or two guys have shown up and I've already got my exercises in. I've gotten lots of touches on the ball. So you have to understand, this is a warm-up, but this is also a technical training session. I'm getting these touches. These touches are helping me in the long run. They're improving my passing, improving my first touch, improving my technique. So make the most of your warm-ups. I remember when I was in college, there was a period where I wasn't playing, and I just made the most of that halftime kick around where the substitutes got to play. I made sure I got my touches. I made sure my warm-up was sharp. Here I'm doing some passes, passing with the inside of the foot, passing with the outside of the foot. Outside, really focus on that nice flexed, strong ankle. Your ankle is going to feel weak, especially on your weaker foot, so really flex and make it strong. Then playing some two-touch, getting the feet moving. I should be moving my feet a little quicker here, but getting your feet moving, focus on that good first touch, moving the ball fast, okay? So even if you're playing one-touch or two-touch, everything has to be quick and sharp, and it's going to be tough to do that in the game if you haven't practiced that before you get out there. Sloppy touch, not a problem. Let's go again. Here I'm doing a pass and just like five or six really quick touches, getting the ball moving in my feet, getting the feet going. I want to come out and I want to be sharper than everyone else. So when that ball comes to me, my first touch is going to be there. I'm going to be able to dribble. I'm going to take a guy on in the very first play. I'm going to score a goal in the very first minute. That's my mentality with this warm-up. So as I said, my laces were untied that whole time, and that's up to you. You don't have to do it. I like it because it makes my feet feel better in my shoes. It really lets me like stretch the boot out, and then my feet fall into the boot naturally, and then I tighten them up, and now it doesn't hurt my feet as much. I know if you've ever played with really tight shoes, it hurts. So here I'm going for a run again, and now I'm picking up the pace. And you probably noticed that during this whole time I'm like wearing my tracksuit. I'm actually wearing my winter coat. This is part of the warm-up too. I'm getting my muscles warm. I'm getting the sweat on. So now I'll take my coat off, but I'll take my track gear off and I'll get ready to continue the warm up. But as you can see, everyone else is just showing up right now, getting ready. There's probably still a few more guys coming. I think these are the earlier guys. But I've been here, I've been getting my touches in, I've already improved my technique, my technical skills. So you think that's a warm-up, but really it's a training session, and I'm making sure I take care of all the little things that I want to do before my game. So I finish off that pre-game drink that I made at home, and now I'm going to fill up my water bottle because I'm going to put some of those electrolytes, the Vega electrolytes that I talk about in the supplementation module. I'm going to put those in my bottle because I want to drink that while I'm playing. So I like the electrolytes. They help me avoid cramping. Honestly, I take a lot of precaution to avoid cramping. Hydration, good diet, salt in your diet, potassium, magnesium supplement. But also this electrolyte supplement, I think it helps a lot. I honestly haven't cramped in about 2 years, even playing outdoor in the very hot sun. And all these little things help, but I think this one is very beneficial. So, and if you ever feel tired or fatigued, it may be due to lack of minerals rather than lack of fitness. So I'll mix that one up before the game. I might have a few sips of that before I start, but the game is gonna start in a few minutes, probably 15 minutes from now. So now I'm with a teammate and just getting passes. Obviously, if this was outdoor, we'd be getting a little more variety, long passes, short passes, a little more movement. But this whole time, I'm not just hanging around. Like, some people will hang around and just watch the game that's going on ahead, or just chat with friends, things like that, or doing a warm-up, but not really doing a warm-up, kind of just standing and, like, holding a quad stretch or something. Like, now that I've warmed up, I want to get on the ball, get as many touches as I can. So here we're doing the team talk, and for me, I just hate warming up and then sitting still. So, like, getting really warm and loose and then sitting for 10 minutes while the coach talks. So while he does the talk, I'm still like being respectful and listening and even giving input and asking questions if I have questions. But I'm staying on my feet. I'm keeping loose. I'm doing little stretches. Keeping myself moving. You can see my teammate here. He's always like shaking his legs. He probably feels in a similar situation. I just don't like the idea of getting warm and then sitting down, getting cold, and then doing it again. So when I'm about to play, I'm about to play. So I'll just keep doing these little stretches. Think about my body. Is there anywhere tight that I really need to focus on? There's nothing worse than like knowing you have really tight quads and not being able to stretch them out for long enough as you wanted, or not being able to stretch out your hips when you know they're really tight. And then you go on the field and you do a couple sprints and your legs are super heavy. So I hate that feeling. So make sure you really think about your body. Is there anywhere tight on me that I really need to work out before I go and play? And try to hit those little stretches. Obviously, you want to be doing dynamic stretches. So even though I'm doing what looks like a traditional stretch, I'm just holding it for 2-3 seconds, really pushing the range of motion, and then moving out of it, repeating, or doing a different exercise. So here's go time. Everyone's getting ready. We're about to go on the field. And the game before us is just ending. So I'm making sure I have all my stuff. Getting out on the pitch. Got my water. Got my electrolytes. Got all my gear. I'm excited here. So make sure you take a little bit of time to really think about your goals, think about why you're doing this. Yeah, you're playing this game, but what's the bigger picture here? What are these goals that you want to achieve? Is there an opportunity here? Are you playing for a goal scoring title? Are you playing for your parents? Are you playing for your teammates? Are you playing for your kids? Whatever it is. Now get on the ball, and here I'm just trying to be a little sharper with my movement. So let's get moving. Let's get a sweat on. Let's get moving quickly. And I always like to take some shots. So many people will, like, personally, I always like to take the responsibility of warming up the goalkeeper so I can get as many shots as possible. But so many people will do a warm-up and they'll never even take a single shot before the game starts. And then you go into the game and you have a goal-scoring opportunity and you miss it. Well, you didn't even practice before. You didn't even prepare yourself for that moment. So I'm a goal scorer, and I think we should all try to be goal scorers or want to be goal scorers. So whenever possible, I'm trying to get as many shots as I can before the game starts. So really focusing on quick feet. You see me pumping my arms, moving my feet a lot. I'm just focusing on getting my legs, my muscles triggering faster, warming up the goalkeeper, getting those shots on target, scoring some goals, experiencing that feeling of hitting the back of the net. The game's about to start, and I want to do a few sprints. I really want to challenge myself, challenge my legs, challenge my lungs, and do something that's going to get me tired before the game starts. So many of us will do a warm-up, and we'll just be jogging or at a slow pace until the game starts, and then you're expected to sprint all out, and your body is not ready for that. So I've done everything I possibly can to get a great warm-up. Now it's just about believing in myself and playing my best. So after the game, similar to the practice, I want to focus on relieving tension from the body. So you can sit, everyone else has left at this point. It's like me and this one other guy who always stay and stretch after the game. So you may see me just looking over and talking to him a little bit while I'm doing these stretches. And these aren't even necessarily stretches, some of them. It's just, as I said in the practice tutorial, it's just about relieving tension from the legs. So inversion's really great, getting your legs up in the air, letting all that blood run out of the legs, trying to do anything you can to relieve a little bit of tension. And obviously I'm going to go back to the gym and go in the pool and do that recovery session, or go home and after my body's cooled down a bit, do those stretches, do some foam rolling, really take care of my body. But right now, just doing a few little things, some shakes, some bikes, some inversion, doing whatever I can to relieve the tension in the muscles. And we're just kind of hanging out, talking about the game. We won this game, and just talking about the tactics and how we played and who did well and maybe things we can do better in the future. A few little stretches, but just taking that time, no rush. Do what's necessary to take care of the body, because we want to be able to come back and do it again tomorrow. As I've said before, we want to be able to play a long and healthy career. We want to avoid injury. Don't want to be sore and stiff in the morning. Most people say they don't want to be sore, but they don't do anything to stop it. They just get up in the morning and complain, make excuses about their age or whatever it is. But if you want to reduce soreness, you have to take care of your body. Then I actually also just leave my compression on. I leave my compression tights on, and I leave my socks on, just because it keeps my muscles a little bit tighter, and that's going to help with recovery as well. Maybe it doesn't do really that much at all. Maybe it's just mental. For me, it feels better than taking all my stuff off. I like to keep it on, keep a little more compression on my muscles than I otherwise would have. So that's the routine. Good pregame routine, taking some time to yourself when no one else is there. After the game, doing the same thing. Obviously, you don't have to be in there for hours, but just doing a little bit of something that makes a difference in the long run. So those were my cool down exercises. Then I'm going to head upstairs. I'm going to get some water in my bottle because I want to do my post game supplements and help the recovery process. So I'll fill up the water bottle. And again, glass water bottle. I want to stay away from those plastics. That's your own choice. Maybe you think I'm paranoid, but I've done my research and it keeps coming up, and I'm just trying to do everything I possibly can to live long, to be healthy, to be a better athlete, to be a better person. So here I'm putting those supplements in. This one had, I actually had this one laying around, so I thought I would just use it for the video. I pre-made it one time, but it was the Vega Recovery. It was some branched chain aminos and some glutamine in there. So that would all help with the recovery process, speed it up so I can recover faster than everyone else, but most importantly, take care of myself, not worried about anyone else, just worried about doing everything I can to keep moving forward. Going to recover fast, come back tomorrow, and continue the process. It's a long-term journey. It's not about the day-to-day. Yes, it's important. Try to win. Try to play well. Try to recover well. Try to train hard. But all of this is about the bigger picture. So whether today was good or bad, it's all about moving forward and setting yourself up for a successful tomorrow. So I got my ball, got all my gear, got my recovery drink. I'm actually going to go and do a recovery session right now, whether that's at the gym in the hot tub or at home on the foam roller and doing some stretches while I hang out and relax, taking care of the body. And I would hope that you see the importance of that and you're going to do the same. Let's go.